This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The Economic Policy Institute estimates that more than 250,000 jobs could be lost in Colorado by summer because of the new coronavirus. The group says the leisure, hospitality, and retail industries will likely take the biggest hits. It projects that 14 million jobs nationwide could be lost and that it will require a $2.1 trillion federal stimulus to get the country to reasonable economic health. The U.S. Senate passed a package worth slightly more than that last night and sent it to the House for approval. Colorado will get 4,500 kits to test healthcare workers and first responders for COVID-19. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
The state says getting healthcare workers tested is key to protecting the healthcare system. It's also a way to be more prepared when there's an expected surge of patients in the coming weeks. Colorado is getting the kits from federal health officials. The state says it expects 2,500 more tests next week. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service is encouraging hikers to check local information before hitting the trails because some trailheads may be closed. In the meantime, Jefferson County open space trails are open. Here's Ranger Mary Ann Bennell.
Think about, how am I feeling today? If you're feeling off, if you're not feeling well, if you're sick, don't come. It's just too much of a risk, and you're risking other people who are trying to get out and have some sanity.
There are some changes at open recreation areas. Jeffco Open Space is discouraging groups larger than four from hiking. State parks have closed playgrounds, campgrounds, and camping facilities. This is CPR.